Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This Sunday, we celebrate Mother's Day, the fourth Sunday of Easter. And as we get started, my friends, I want to open up with a little prayer in honor of our Blessed Mother Mary. Please join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, Father of all mankind, our eternal Father, we give you praise and thanks for this opportunity to come together as your sons and daughters, for we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for our blessings, for our graces, for our gifts, and for your presence in our lives, for without you, we are nothing. Father, today we thank you for our Blessed Mother Mary, who intercedes for us and goes before her Son Jesus on our behalf. Our Blessed Mother Mary, who was there in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. We thank our Blessed Mother today, as she is our eternal mother given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ at the top of the cross, when he said, "Son, behold your mother, woman, behold your son." So, Father God, we thank you for Mary, our mother. We thank you for all that she did for us. And we pray that she will always be there by our side, with your Son Jesus, to guide us and direct us through your Holy Spirit back to heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we want to take a moment to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day coming up. And we want to wish you and your family just a great weekend. And may it be touched by our Blessed Mother Mary herself. And as we begin our program as well, my friends, we're going to go through our checklist as we always do. Number one, do you have time for God set aside this morning? Check. Is your heart open for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, my friends, once again, we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Our first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 13, verses 14, 43 to 52. Paul and Barnabas continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and took their seats. Many Jews and worshippers who were converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged them to remain faithful to the grace of God. On the Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy, and with violent abuse contradicted what Paul said. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you reject it, and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth. The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence, who were worshippers, and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them, and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Acts this morning, my friends, we see Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged the people to remain faithful to the grace of God. The grace of God, my friends, can be elusive to us, something we cannot get a handle on, if we're not lined up with the word of God and what God says to do and not to do. We're outside God's grace. We're in a different zone, a different place. How does one person remain faithful to the grace of God? And it's very simple. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses tells us to be faithful to the word, to be obedient to the word, to do exactly what God says to do. And to be careful not to go astray, but to do exactly as the Lord your God tells you. This will help us to remain in the grace of God, God's good graces. So it's very simple, but first we have to read the word, understand the word, and adhere to the word as we go through daily life. And not get distracted and not get away from the pathway God has set up for us. This is almost certain for us to move away from God's grace, where we have that peace with God, alignment with God. We know that we're in God's grace. It's inside us. We feel good. We feel right. We're in God's grace, which is where He wants us to be. And it's powerful. On the following Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. My friends, imagine if we could do that again. How would the world change? If cities throughout America and beyond, across the oceans, would gather together to hear the word of the Lord instead of reject it, ignore it, despise it. Think about it, my friends. How would the world change if you and I were able to get others to come and hear the word of the Lord, which is so powerful? And that's one of the things we should strive to do, is to bring others to the faith, to hear the word of God, and to live it out in daily life. And the word goes on to say this, Barnabas and Paul said it was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, referencing the Jews. But since you reject it and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. And there will be those, my friends, who reject the word of God. be prepared for those days, because they are coming and they are here. And if you've never experienced rejection, it's a uncomfortable thing. But in walking with God, we have to be prepared for those days when people reject your blessing, offended by saying a blessing at a dinner table, or saying God bless you, or offended by the Ten Commandments in a courthouse, offended by under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. There's all kinds of rejections, my friends. And when it comes to rejection, no one knows it better than the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior himself. Because he himself was rejected when he walked here on earth by men who walked with him. Rejected even by Peter 3 times. Out of fear of the Jews killing him. And the Lord's word goes on to say this: for so the Lord has commanded us, I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth. And this is powerful. You and I, my friends, want to be that light, and we want to shine brightly in the hearts and minds of other people. We don't want it to be a dull light that's burnt out, that has no impact. It doesn't help people to find their way. God's word helps people to find their way home to eternity. And so we want to have that light shining brightly and be prepared to turn it on at all times, at any time. When needed, to shine brightly is our calling. And you and I, my friends, are challenged today to make that happen. And the word says that the Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of God. Are you and I glorifying the word of God, or are we ignorant of the word of God, not even opening the Bible, not even referencing the word we hear each and every week before we get to church? We get there unprepared, expecting that the priest will deliver the word. But we can do more. We can prepare before we get there and read those passages from the Old Testament, the New Testament, and from St. Paul's 13 books of the Bible. Which is powerful. We can be more prepared and then reinforce it during the Holy Mass itself. Again, what are you and I doing, my friends, to raise the standards in glorifying the Word of God? Can we do more? I challenge you today to do it. Let's go to our second reading. A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 7 through 9, 14 to 17. I, John, had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. Then one of the elders said to me, "These are the ones who have survived a time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they stand before God's throne and worship him day and night in his temple. The one who sits on the throne will shelter them. They will not hunger or thirst any more, nor will the sun or any heat strike them. For the Lamb who is in the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water. and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Revelations, my friends, which is so powerful, we see that St. John, he says, I, John, had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, race, people, and tongue. And they stood there before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. What must we do to ignite a fire in the hearts of all people, of all nations, my friends? What must we do to motivate the races around the world to get rid of racism, but to bring people together in Christ to unite them? What must we do to get the tongues of all of God's children to exclaim their belief in Jesus Christ, to give him honor, praise, and glory for all that God has done? What must we do? How do we do it? And I believe the answer is the love of God, my friends. You and I bring the love of God to the hearts and minds of other people. Every chance that we get, every opportunity to open that door, to take a cold stone heart and change it into a warm and loving, compassionate, understanding and patient heart. To change the heart of a man like St. Paul, who was a persecutor of the church, persecutor of Christians. What must we do, my friends? The love of God can open up the eyes of people. The love of God can help them to see clearly the value of a relationship with Christ and eternal life. We must bring the Word of God, but with a loving touch, with God's love. Because the Lord said to love one another, second greatest commandment. Second greatest commandment. To love one another. So we want to bring the love of God to others as often as we can. Don't miss an opportunity, my friends, to do that, so that we can change every nation, every race, every people, and every tongue. We can unite people versus divide them. Because we are a nation divided, a world divided. Many differences, but we can still unite. There are things we all have in common. For instance, we all breathe air, clean air. We thrive on it. Can't do without it. Clean water. Without water, we dehydrate. We would be done in days. Without food, malnourishment. Malnutrition. We all have these things in common. We all love family. We all enjoy children. God's calling to be fruitful and multiply. But we have to unite our races, our nations, our people, and their tongues in what they're saying, what they're claiming. Every tongue should claim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember, every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is important, my friends. And the word goes on to say this, that they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he will lead his flock to the springs of living water. And it's powerful, but this is what Jesus does. He makes everything clean, everything new through his resurrection. He takes the crucifixion and turns it around into the resurrection. He takes that terrible tragedy that he encountered, that beating that he took upon himself, those five sorrowful mysteries in the Holy Rosary. He turns them around, makes everything clean, everything new, offers us an opportunity for eternal life. That's what our Lord does. And as we wash our robes, change our lives, cleanse our hearts, our minds of all sin, make them white, make them pure, we get closer to God's grace, closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the zone we want to be in, my friends. That's the zone that you and I want to pursue. Let's go to our gospel reading. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 27 to 30. And here it is. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of John today, the Lord says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish." Who are you listening to, my friends? Who are you following? If not Jesus, then who? How is your spiritual life today? Is it stagnating, regressing, or growing? Because our faith is like a flower that's in bloom. If we continue to nourish it with the Word of God and with good actions to continue living in God's grace, and it's powerful. Is it stagnating because we don't open the Word of God? We don't listen to the Word of God. We listen, but we don't act properly. We go against what God says to do, and we're in that not-to-do zone. What are we doing, my friends, day in and day out? Are we following Jesus and what he has told us to do in the gospel of Jesus Christ? Or are we averse to it, ignorant to it? Remember, in the Word it says, it will be better for you never to have known God's Word than to know his Word and to go the opposite way. This is important. The Word goes on to say this: no one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand, for the Father and I are one. And we're talking about the Father of all mankind, my friends, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Creator of man and woman, the Father who gave us Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, who died on the cross for us to save us from our sins, to give us access to eternal life. The Lord says the Father and I are one. In other areas, the Lord says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's why it's so important that you and I acknowledge Christ, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the breath of life, the Good Shepherd, who says, "My sheep hear my voice." You and I, my friends, are part of that fold. I know them and they follow me. Are we following the Lord? Are you with God or against Him? Are you with the Lord or against Him in word and action? Objectively speaking now, where do you measure up, my friends? Because the Lord's calling us to follow Him. In everything we do, not 6 days a week, but 7 days a week. And when we make a mistake, He wants us to go back and ask for forgiveness. And it's powerful. He calls us to be followers, good disciples, who do the right thing, who do the will of God. And what is the will of God? What God says to do and not to do in the Word of God is the will of God. And it's powerful. Good example of that is in the Ten Commandments given to us by Moses on Mount Sinai, hand-delivered by God our Father. You and I, my friends, need to examine ourselves today. This is Mother's Day weekend. Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, we pray right now that God will guide us and direct us through His Holy Spirit into a greater relationship with Jesus Christ, into a precious, well-defined, very specific, loving, respectful, reverent relationship with Jesus Christ. This is the time, my friends, to make a decision right here today on where you stand with God. Are you with Him or are you against Him in word and action? Are you with Him in word, but in action you're against Him? If we're doing it that way, we're hypocrites. God calls us to be the same in word and action. To become a doer of the word and not a hearer only, as it says in the book of James, which is so powerful. To be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. We want to be a true disciple and do the will of God. This is important, my friends. That's our show for today. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Have a great weekend. And thank you for joining us here at Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.